Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Chante Out Loud. Today, I want to start by, first of all, once again, being grateful. Thank you to everyone who's been listening, tuning in, sharing this, liking this, subscribing. Please give me some reviews so some of these sites can take me a little more seriously. I would greatly appreciate it. Also, I have a lot of things I'm going to be dropping within the next few months, so be sure to follow me on my social media platforms. I'm Chante Out Loud literally everywhere, so feel free to use that as a means to keep up with me and what I'm doing. Today I wanted to talk about moving on. It was placed in my mind to discuss this. Just because, like I think I've said before, a lot of this podcast is going to have to do with like some of these life lessons that I'm being forced to learn and consider and restructure my life on some of these principles that I've been learning as of recently. And one of these principles is moving on. I've said on this podcast before that I am definitely a person who fixates on things. When there's a problem, I allow the problem to keep me in the state of disappointment, anger, sadness. I just can't seem to let things go. I recently had the most amazing experience ever by going to a retreat in New Orleans at the top of March, and it really taught me a lot about myself and a lot about others. And it's really interesting because I'm recording this at the time of the Libra full moon. And it's funny how this idea kind of that I'm talking about right now correlates to that, because Libra is so very much focused on trying to find the balance between self and others. And I feel like that's exactly what this retreat brought me. You know, at this retreat, I met so many different people with so many different stories. And the one thing we all had in common was that we knew we needed to heal. And the ultimate lesson that I think I left personally that experience with is I've got to learn to move on. This is partially, in fact, too. For about the past year and a half, I've been struggling with recognizing myself as an empath. This is something that I literally have been going back and forth with myself on. And the very first night I was at retreat, one of my sisters came up to me and we had a moment where I was finally able to be acknowledged for being an empath. For those of you who don't know, empaths are highly sensitive people who can pick up on the energies of others, oftentimes in a very physical way. This is, as I said, something I noticed about myself about a year and a half ago. I can't remember exactly the situation that led me to this recognition, but since that initial situation, I was noticing that when certain things would happen to me, when I would come into certain environments, when there was a certain type of energy I was amongst, my body tends to react. Now, what I mean by that is I sometimes physically hold pain for other people. I physically hold a lot of things for people that are not my own. I carry a lot of extra weight. And this is the burden of the empath, right? Is knowing what I am supposed to carry that is mine and what I've just picked up as I'm walking along literally the street. So back to hearkening on this idea of moving on, in the conversation I had, I recognized that I'm the one who holds these emotions. I make a conscious choice to hold these emotions, and sometimes, I mean, the longest I've ever held something in my body was probably for about, you could say 6 months. But what I recognized is I didn't have to carry this weight of this other person or of these other people if I choose what I allow to myself to attach to. And I think that that's the greatest lesson to be had about moving on. I think that moving on is hard to do. And that's partially because we don't have a blueprint, right? Like, nobody knows how to let shit go. Like, there's not a book. I mean, I'm sure there are, because everybody thinks they have the answer, especially in today's day and age. As I talk about what I think I know on my own podcast of my own name. But anyway, I think that everybody thinks they know what the steps are to be taken to move on. And move on is kind of a very large blanket statement, because there's so many things to move on from. We all go through trials. We all have situations in our lives that cripple us. Every single one of us has a situation, a story, something that, some things that interlace all of our beings, and we attach, even listen to the words, interlace, we attach ourselves to the stories that make us who we are, and we carry them. I think we are also living in a society in a time where moving on is done on a very surface level, because the information that we receive is received at such a swift and blunt way now. I think that we aren't always given the space and time to really sit with our feelings or sit with our, even our thoughts about a situation. It's almost, everything is almost kind of thrown at us, and we have to either be just as reactive as the initial situation that we encountered, or we miss it entirely. And I think that when it comes to moving on, we find ourselves conflicted because we think we need to move on super quick, or we need to hold on for even longer. I think that everyone has their own way to release. For some people, like, you know, you break up, people hit up and they go to the gym, right? That's their release. Some people lose a loved one, they overeat to kind of as a means of trying to move on. And I think that telling any one person that the way they're choosing to move on is not right, unless it's obviously something that is of in grave danger to them or those around them. But I think we need to examine why moving on, what it is that causes the move on to be such a difficult part of the processing. I think we all experience loss in our lives in one way or another. I mean, we all experience loss in our lives in one way or the other. And I think it's completely normal in that loss for all of us to find ways of coping, because we have to. But I think the danger comes in when we become comfortable holding on to things that we should be moving on from. And I think when it comes to moving on, what consciously has to be decided by you are a few things. Like, there are questions we have to ask ourselves about the move on before we can even decide that that's a part of the process we're ready to take on. So the first question we have to ask ourselves when it comes to moving on is, what am I hurting about? What am I stuck on? Where does my fixation lie? Because that's the root. What is it that you're fixated on? Once you need to be able to properly identify the fixation, so that way you can learn and start to break out the pieces of that fixation that are holding you back. Then it's saying, what am I attracted, what am I attached to within this situation? What is the string that is keeping me stuck and keeping me in this cycle of replaying this bad situation, this horrible conversation, this physical altercation, all of it? Whatever attachment I have to this that keeps allowing me to boomerang back to that moment, to boomerang back to that particular emotion. Then it becomes, is this feeling worth me living here? How do I feel because of this situation and the attachment I have to it? And the answer to that is almost always not fucking good. I almost never feel good to be stuck in a cycle of feeling other people's feelings for them. I never feel good when I'm attached to the loss of a relationship because I'm attached to the reason the relationship was lost. I'm attached to the person I lost within that relationship. I'm attached to the thing. Is it worth me knowing that this person is gone and lost? Knowing that this situation has passed me by at this point? Is it worth me staying stuck here in this thing that has already happened and I no longer have control over, because I only have control over myself? Is it worth me sitting here and continuing to pine, brood, cry, be upset over? No. It's super not worth it. What are you doing? Wasting your time, wasting your valuable energy, staying fixated on this thing. Isn't it funny how it's like, you know, when you break up, right? It's like that first moment, like those first few months, maybe for some of us, days, weeks, seconds, hours, you know, of like, oh, wow, it's really over. I can't believe it. This is so depressing. Oh my God, let me listen to, oh, look at the old photo. Oh, look at, oh man, this is what we, oh my God, I'm so depressed. I'm so attached, right? And then you go to the next stage of when you finally wake up and those months go by and slowly it's like you don't feel that same attachment to whatever got you in this place of I'm so sad, I'm so miserable, I'm so depressed. That is the that's what you should strive for. Not rushing it, but that going clear moment almost of, oh, I'm moving on. I've now transmuted that energy. That's what should be done with the energy we feel from loss. We should be transmuting it, not allowing it to keep us stuck in a situation, in a place that does not serve us. What we should be doing is finding a new outlet for that energy of depression, for that energy of anger or rage or disappointment, which is a big one for me. How can I transmute the energy that I'm using to feel misery, to keep me stuck, and flip it so I can move forward and move on? And that really comes to as a decision at your discretion. You know, nobody can tell you when you should move on. Nobody can tell you when you're ready to press play on your life. But it's not worth watching all the other things pass you by because you're choosing not to move. That's why I hate riding escalators. Honestly, I hate the fact that like somebody on the stairs might be getting over on me. And that's crazy. That sounds nuts, but that's true. I'd rather take the stairs because it makes me feel like I'm moving. My legs might be sore the next day, but I got to the ride first at Universal Studios. You know what I mean? Like that one, and that's a very small and light way to think about it, but that's all this is. It's always a climb. It's always about reaching the next level, and it's always about moving forward. But sometimes we all allow ourselves to get a little bit stuck. And that's what I'm working on trying to release from my life, is my ability to remain stuck, my need to keep myself tied up. You know, in tarot, there's a card, there's the Eight of Swords, and in this Eight of Swords usually is depicted a woman sitting blindfolded with her hands tied, but they're not tied tight. The blindfold is very loose, and she can get through the Eight of Swords if she chooses to untie her super loose hand ties and remove her blindfolds and literally walk through the crack of the swords that's big enough to fit her body through. A lot of the things we can't move away from are our own self-imposed demons. And because they're self-imposed, I think that's what makes them so much harder for us to release ourselves from, because we've also created an attachment to those same issues and demons that we then decide we want to remove ourselves of. Just make sure that in whatever you do, you recognize that you have to be willing to move on. There is a time and there is a place that you will be called to move on throughout multiple periods of your life, and you have to be willing to answer the call, and you have to be willing to take the steps so you can get to the mummy ride at Universal Studios. Get to Jurassic Park at Universal Studios. I haven't been to Universal Studios in a long time, so I'm really thinking about it very hard. But you'll understand my moral if you're really listening. And also, guys, thanks for understanding when I kind of go off the reins, because sometimes I just get a little distracted. But the point is, if you're struggling to move on, make the decision to just do it. Don't rush yourself out of your feelings. Learn what it is you're attached to that's keeping you stuck in the cycle of stagnation, and then make the decision to move forward. It is really that simple. So thanks for listening. This has been another Shantae Out Loud rant episode. And I hope you'll tell your friends to listen. I hope I'll find a studio soon where I can record and have other people come in and weigh in on some of my thoughts and get into healthy debates. Until next time, Shantae Out Loud is out.